Based on the idea of the total work of art, which the secessionists initiated in Vienna, in 1903, the architect Josef Hoffmann and the painter Koloman Moser set out to found an association of artists and craftsmen, which they would name the Wiener Werkstätte. They set out to redesign the whole human environment, starting from the architecture to the interior decoration of a house, the furniture, silverware, glassware, metalware, up to the jewelry and even postcards and textiles, and finally also fashion. The ideals of the Wiener Werkstätte were based on the ideals of the English Guild of Handicrafts, which considered the division of labor, which had made a pure laborer out of the craftsman, negative aspects of the Industrial Revolution. And so they tried to somehow set the clock back and recreate the former unity of design and execution. It was a luxury production, which meant that from the beginning they were depending on the patronage of the very, very wealthy, which created a problem because it could only be afforded by the very, very rich. By 1932, after the breakdown of the Austrian monarchy and the loss of the big wealth in Austria, they had to fold